Continuing now with the DNR's Northern Lake Michigan Unit Manager, Darren Kramer. Thanks for giving us a little more time this hour.
Well, sure thing. My pleasure.
On our last outdoor report, we talked about the fish kill that happened on the Escanaba River below Dam 2 and how things kind of played out, and it was hundreds of fish, not thousands. That at least was a little bit of good news. And you also didn't believe there was probably going to be any problem out in Little Bay to Knockard, Northern Lake, Michigan. It was just too short of a time period to have any kind of long-term negative effect. And I appreciate you sharing that information with us, first of all.
Sure.
Let's get into our discussion on salmon season this year. It seems to me that we had a hot, quick, fast salmon season on Northern Lake Michigan. And what I'm specifically referring to is that area on the western edge of like the Minneapolis Shoals, down to Rock Island, up through the archipelago to Fairport, and then points a little bit further east by Manistique, for instance. It seemed like it was early this year. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, you know, Adam, I went back a little bit, and it kind of surprised me because we had a creel crew that's been working over in Manistique part of the time this year, along with covering Little Bay Dock, and he started, you know, mentioning some boats were going out and catching fish, and I was like, boy, that really does seem early. And I went back and looked at some of his past reports from past 3 years because I kind of archive everything his reports that he turns in, and it just seemed like salmon were a little bit earlier than usual this year. It kind of caught me by surprise. I'm like, doesn't seem like it's not quite, you know, quote, normal, or what you'd expect, I guess, you know, maybe, quote, typical year. But, you know, it's, nature's variable, so, right? So, yeah, shouldn't just watch the calendar, I guess, and expect to go fishing and have the same experience every year. You kind of got to be aware of your surroundings and what the environment's doing out there. So
I think I'm going to answer my own question here because, the variables that determine where the fish or when the fish come in, and there's still some there, don't get me wrong, but it seems like it is just shaker central now. But we had a good few weeks of some big salmon being caught. Do you think that's predicated mostly on water temps and currents and the weather pattern, or how much does photo period have to do with that?
Yeah, so photo period does overall influence fish kind of throughout the year, specifically when they do. So take walleye, for instance, down here in the Escanaba, Guidestone area, people are really aware of, you know, walleye spawn in the spring. And so the old photo period, those, you know, longer days in the spring kind of set walleye up, let them know that, hey, you know, spring's coming, start to be maturing those eggs and getting ready to spawn. And then the right water temperature seems to kind of come along and kind of, and it was also increasing at the same time as well. And you get the kind of the right water temperature seems to kind of cool finish things off, right, and then the walleye spawn. And salmon are going to kind of operate the same way. As you know, photo period now is decreasing, has been, you know, since the whole third week of June or so, and so certainly that's affecting their life cycle. They need to get ready to spawn too during the fall. And then, of course, you know, water temperatures, you know, starting to come down, you know, that certainly is going to affect them as far as, you know, leaving those offshore areas, moving more inshore. It gets cool enough, then, you know, the rivers, that habitat becomes appropriate, that, you know, they're not too warm anymore, the salmon will start moving in the rivers into the fall, which we are kind of, you know, starting to see now, at least according to Greg's reports.
We have the DNR's Northern Lake Michigan Unit Manager on with us, Darren Kramer. So let's talk a little bit about your perspective on this year. Do you think it was a good year for salmon fishing in Northern Lake Michigan?
Oh, boy, you know, you're going to probably ask 10 different anglers, and you're going to get 10 different answers. As long as anglers are out there catching fish, I'm happy. Certainly, you know, there's anglers that want to catch a few large salmon. They're happier, more into numbers. You know, even if you're smaller fish, they're happier. I would call it, you know, decent out there. There's some good size in some fish. I did have some anglers say, boy, a lot of shakers this year. So, you know, they were still, you know, if they were charters, they were, you know, being able to, you know, put clients on fish and maybe not the larger, more memorable ones all the time that, you know, they certainly want to get into. But to take smaller shaker-sized fish, you know, those fish need to grow up into larger-sized fish. So I'm glad those fish are there. Certainly, you know, they'll be there to catch next year. So, you know, it's like I say, every, you know, 20-pound salmon was at one time 2 pounds. So you don't get one without the other, certainly. So certainly it seems like, you know, again, things are kind of wrapping up, maybe out in the big lake a little bit earlier. And there has been some reports from Greg's release out of Manistique that, you know, there's a few fish starting to show up in the Manistique River or starting to hang around.
Nope, you heard it here first. Kings are starting to show up in the river, guys. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, can help to at least get them snoop a little bit, right? So that's the thing anglers got to do. And again, just like, you know, at the beginning of salmon season, you probably shouldn't just look at the calendar and decide you need to go or keep an eye on water temperatures and things like that. It's probably the same thing in the fall, too, is, you know, keep an eye on things. And, hey, you know, a few scouting trips and I run into a few salmon, hey, they're here. Hey, it's worth going out now. Or it's, maybe I need to, pretty warm, so maybe I need to wait a little bit. So don't know unless you get out there.
Last question for you real quick. Now that John Bauman has moved down to the southern part of the state, who is taking over the sturgeon program at this time?
So, yeah, so the unit will be working with Marquette Fisheries Research Section, Dr. Ed Baker out of Marquette. So he kind of ran the trailers before John got here. Temporarily, he'll go back to kind of supervision of those trailers with some help from us, hire some summer staff again, and so we'll get those trailers up and running. So we don't have a sturgeon program this year, not because John wasn't here, it's more because of COVID and kind of the same reasons that egg take would have been very difficult with bringing crews together and keeping people safe and things like that. But, you know, in the interim, until we can rehire someone for John, we do plan on operating those trailers. It's just doing it with a different staff or older staff, along with some help from local staff here to get them running again. So we expect to have those trailers up and running in 2021, certainly.
DNR's Northern Lake Michigan Unit Manager Darren Kramer with us again today on the Outdoor Show. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Adam. Always a pleasure.
And this is the Outdoor Show.